Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett from the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I will be your pastor of the day. I find it interesting that the title for the WMHR Fall Fundraiser will be called Harvest, and the harvest theme, Come to the Well. So, what do you think about when you consider harvest? Is it the produce from a garden? Or seeing the farmers gathering the grains and grasses from their fields into their barns? Harvest time is now for some, while it is still some time off for others. Some things must be harvested when in just the right state of ripeness, such as strawberries. They're not going to ripen anymore after being picked. The sense of timing must be right. Now, maybe for you, harvest is the fruit of your own labors, a goal achieved, a skill gained, a degree attained, or a new position or career. Where are you at this time in your life? Have you set your goals? Have you attained your goals? Do you have any idea where your goals will lead you? Are you satisfied, or do you feel unfulfilled? Have you included the Lord in your harvest planning? In the words of Jesus, our WMHR harvest verse from John 4:13-14 say, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never be thirsty, but the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up to eternal life." Now this reminded me of something I just heard from a talk given by Dr. John Lennox. I've just returned from a conference where Dr. Tim Tatum shared Dr. Lennox's description of the differences in religions. And what it all boils down to are the rules, what the requirements are to be accepted by the God of each faith, to attain that goal and, yes, to be accepted as perfect in the harvest of that faith. Now, for all but one, it requires works. Can you produce enough to make the grade, to be perfect enough to be accepted? Often that's an impossible task. But you see, there is one exception, and that is Christianity. Because, you see, Almighty God, and there is just one, sent his Son Jesus to die on the cross, so that we can be the perfect harvest for him. No works, no struggle, no toil. All we need to do is to accept the free gift, the forgiveness of our sins. And by claiming that gift, by seeking God's forgiveness of our sins, and acknowledging Jesus as our Lord and Savior. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, it tells us, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest." Now, if you haven't, isn't it time for you to come to the well? To accept the free gift that Jesus has prepared for you? How about your family and friends? Invite them along. If no seeds are ever sown, then there can never be anything to harvest. The most common seeds that we sow every day are the words we speak. Every spoken word is like a seed. So ask yourself the question, how often do I share the truth of Jesus and the free gift of salvation offered to all? In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, it says, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease." And think about sharing God's message to others by your support of WMHR. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Bob Brackett from the Etna Community Church, and I've been your pastor of the day.